Now, a different kind of accounting. For 400 years, mathematicians have struggled with the most efficient way to stack oranges. Now, any grocer would have been able to tell you the answer is a pyramid. Unfortunately, no grocer, or math genius for that matter, has been able to provide the complicated mathematical proof behind that answer. But a computer has been able to do that, and now, after years of hand-wringing and double-checking, mathematicians have decided to cede their ground and trust computations of a machine. Weekend Edition's math guy is math professor Keith Devlin. He joins us from Palo Alto, California, to mark this milestone. Keith, hi.
Hi, Linda.
So, am I asking a stupid question? How did the equation prove that stacking oranges is the best way?
The question really is, has this mathematician, he's called Thomas Hales, has he, together with his computer, really proved it? Because in most cases, a mathematical proof is an argument which mathematicians can check step by step and convince themselves whether it's right or wrong. In the case of a proof that involves a computer, you're no longer able to do that. You have to assume that the computer not only performed correctly, but that the computation it performed is the one you intended it to perform.
Does this famous proof apply only to oranges, or could you do this with apples?
In fact, this began as a military question. The question was, how could you most efficiently stack cannonballs on a ship that's going to sea? It goes back to Walter Raleigh's day in the 17th century. And in fact, not only does it apply to packing any kind of spheres, its most important application today is for packing data in solid-state memories, because the mathematics that people like Hales have to use is the very mathematics you need to efficiently pack data onto CDs and solid-state memories and the like.
So is this going to be some kind of a turning point? Are mathematicians pouring into pubs to mourn the end of an era, the loss of the chalkboard, no more writing on anything?
Perhaps one of the most interesting aspects of this is that some non-mathematicians seem to be much more bothered by it than mathematicians. I wrote about this new kind of proof in Discover magazine earlier this year, and for the first time in my life, I got a small bag of hate mail. How could I pretend I was a mathematician when I don't understand what a proof is? One young student wrote and said he felt physically sick reading my article, which was pointing out that mathematics now involves uses of a computer. It's one of these odd things, I think, that some people have got wedded to the old Greek idea of a proof, which goes back to Euclid, 350 BC, and they don't want to give up that to this new idea that a proof is just something that convinces the mathematical community, and if it involves a computer, well, it involves a computer.
If you get any hate mail for this, it will come on a computer. We can guarantee that.
I'm sure it will.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Linda. My pleasure.
Keith Devlin is Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.